Hi, this is Dr. Lingnuka dictating progress note for St. John Oakland Hospital inpatient unit. Name of the patient is Daniela, D-A-N-I-E-L-L-E, Lindsay Aline, D-S-E-Y, medical record number 90115-6042. Today is 5:31, 9 o'clock. Patient feels suspicious and guarded, seen in dining area. Patient is still responding to internal cues. We have started her on medication. We have increased her prolactin yesterday. Patient feels a little sleepy. She's guarded. Patient's mother had come in yesterday. She did not like how patient is doing. We will continue our prolactin side effect medication. Discuss patient will explain about long-acting shot. Patient is not sure. We will continue her medication. Next paragraph, my status examination. This African-American female looking disorganized, responding to internal cues, speech is slow, tangential attempts go directed, verbal productivity is greatly reduced. Patient has poverty of speech, oriented times 3. Plan. Continue on prolactin. I just increased it. We will follow. Now, next patient, Joseph, J-O-S-E-P-H, Bronchioni, B-R-A-N-C-A-L-E-O-N-E, medical record number 90116-7619. Today is 5:31, 9:15. Patient is still hyperverbal, at times manicky. His wife and daughter wants to come in when I gave him a fluphenazine shot. Patient is hyperverbal. He was snappy yesterday, started shouting at the nursing staff. We will increase his Depakote. Patient is elated. He has hypersexual thoughts. We have stopped his Eliquis as he was bleeding. Today he reports that he is not bleeding in the toilet. We will increase his Depakote to 750 milligrams twice a day. Next paragraph is status examination. This is Italian male walking with a walker, irritated, hyperverbal, grandiose, speech is rapid, tangential attempts go directed, oriented times 3. Plan. We'll get the Depakote level, increase Depakote level, delete that, increase Depakote to 750 twice a day. We will, once we know we have stopped his Eliquis, we will get his labs, other labs in a day or two, and then make the decision about how much to give a shot. This is the end of dictation. Thank you very much. Now, next patient is Joan Wells. W-E-L-L-S, medical record number 90117-1736, date of birth 11/5/2000. Identifying, this is a psychiatric evaluation or new patient evaluation. Identifying data, this is young African-American male was brought into my office by his mother for a shot. Patient refused to take the shot and left. Then next day, this was few days back, he was argumentative, fighting with his mother, fighting with the staff. And then police were called in. Patient was going in and out of the hospital. He was fighting with the gas station attendant. Last time he had dismantled that gas station, and they quickly called police. Patient is brought in. After initial evaluation, patient is admitted. Patient is a little better today. He is less irritated, responding, agreed that he will take his medication. Next paragraph, past psych history, long psych history, multiple admission in the past. Please see chart for the detail. Past legal history, patient has legal problems. At this time, he's supposed to appear on 6th to the court. Patient also has felony charges coming up from the gas station that he has to appear. Next paragraph. Next paragraph, psychosocial history, born and brought up in Michigan. His mother is a nurse who is his psych nurse, who is his guardian at this time. Patient has a brother and sister, strong family history of mental illness. Patient completed high school but could not go any further. He was using weed, he was using drugs, started hallucinating, could not stop. Started becoming more and more psychotic, quite aggressive when he is in that phase, and has created legal troubles. Next paragraph, at this time, mother is his legal guardian. She is living at home. She is trying to put him into a group home. Next paragraph, Male status examination, African-American male, disheveled, suspicious, guarded, responding, verbal productivity is reduced, reaction is increased, could not participate into any formal status examination, insight is limited, judgment is poor. Diagnosis, axis 1, acute exacerbation of chronic paranoid schizophrenia, rule of schizoaffective disorder, hypotype, axis differ, axis 3, history of non-compliance, history of weight loss, axis 4, severe, axis size 20. Next paragraph, premium treatment plan. Patient agreed to remain a voluntary patient. His family support is limited. Intelligence is limited. At this time, we'll start him on medication. Encouraged to attend groups. Patient agreed to attend groups. He's going. He agreed to continue taking his medication. Patient agreed that he will take his medications, and if necessary, he will take his shot. We'll start his medication. Continue. Quickly stabilize him and then send him to the court appearance on 6th. This is the end of the patient. Thank you very much.